Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Hi. I was calling about a charge I received on my card that I don't recognize.
Yes, sir. Can I get your zip code and your first and last name?
Yes. Zip code is 55343. First name Chris, last name Clark, C-L-A-R-K.
55343?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Could you verify your mailing address?
Yeah, 342 Tyler Avenue North, Hopkins, Minnesota, 55343.
It looks like this was for a contest entry for a Makita drill.
Oh. So, man, that was last weekend.
Yes, sir. So you pay the $7.95 for the entry. However, you also get a entry into our subscription. And with that subscription for the $56.65, you would have gotten a $125 gift card that goes towards any purchase on our online website. However, the $56.95 was declined.
Okay, so that was misleading. I didn't know there was going to be a charge later on for that amount. I don't recall seeing anything like that.
Yeah, so that's stated on the website, as well as you would have also had to agree to the terms and conditions that explains that whenever you enter the contest. The charge did decline.
Okay.
If you would like, I can go ahead and have this account canceled. That stops it from trying to bill you again, and I can give you a cancellation number.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and do that? My bank already canceled that card. Now I got to wait for a new card for a week before I get another one. I don't know. You should revisit that was not very clear at all that there would be a charge.
Yes,
so anyway,
sir.
Yeah, please cancel
it.
I appreciate
number?
That. Yes, please.
It's C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
26-03-52-0-42.
Okay. That it?
That's all.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thanks for the customer support. You have a great day.
Yeah. Bye.
Sure.